The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube. We are doing 3-card consultations today for people. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm doing three-card consultations with my Tales from the Vector deck. And today, the card that came up for today's show was the lack of awareness card, which is a karmic space that was identified by Majaya Sati Bhagavati. She was a mentor of mine. And she was very actively helping people who were dying of AIDS when it first came out and helping them die with dignity. And so at her ashrams, she has, many plaques like with all the people that came there and they looked after at their ashrams. And so she identified 11 karmic spaces that are common for people. So people talk about karma a lot, and it's kind of like karma is kind of like cause and effect. That's what it is. Okay, you do this, it's physics. You do this, this happens. And so there's always, for every effect, there's a cause and effect. So and this is one of the common 11 karmic spaces that many, many people do fall into, and lack of awareness. And this is really interesting because lack of awareness is something that a lot of people kind of would maybe correlate with ability to like brain power the power of their intellect and their IQ, etc. And I'm talking more about like just being aware with all of your senses and allowing yourself to use all of your senses to be aware and to be kind of in a place where it's with no judgment. And at these times, I can see why this card did come up. Lack of awareness is something that we cover in the layer 3 course for Call to Dance. And I was just going to show you in my, if I can find it here now, all of my my cards have for the karmic spaces, they have like a little key, and it's basically the picture is I just want to find where is my lack of awareness in the manual here. Sorry, I meant to do this earlier, and then I got out in the yard watering, and everything was so beautiful in the morning that I took too much time out there listening to the birds. Okay, so this is the lack of awareness in the manual also. And this is about missed opportunities. So I'm just going to read what I have here because it's short. But as I said, each of these has a little like kind of like a key or a chord or a note. And the one for lack of awareness, they're all t-shirts. And that's because you may have heard this, the saying, been there, done that, get the t-shirt. So the thing about karma is that when, I just want to explain this first, we can directly have karma with someone because we met them and then we did something horrible or they did something horrible to us. And now we directly cause karma between us. And usually that involves murder, things like that. So, you can murder someone very quietly by killing their confidence or, there's lots of ways just coming up that you could damage a person or kill a person, not just physically, of course, or mentally, emotionally. It's coming up on a psychic level also. So I'm just clearing this as I talk. This is just how I work. It's just coming up for a lot of people that they're almost afraid right now to know what the truth is or to face the truth is what's coming up. So we just want to strengthen everybody to that. Like when we can, with the karmic spaces, indirect karma would be like, if say your mom and my dad and their families were fighting, if you believe in past lives, many, many lifetimes ago, and now we're back together here. And this is the karma that we're working out, what happened there. And so with a lot of people with past lives, you don't have to believe in them to have, for them to have an effect on your life, because there's so many people on the planet that do believe in past lives. I consider it more to be, if you consider the fact that there really is no time, then we would be doing the past, present, and future all at the same time, which is kind of an explanation when people say stay in the present. You have to understand the past and have, if you want to have a really good future, you want to participate in it. So we can learn a lot from history. We can learn a lot from the past, and we can use that information then to move us forward and in a better way. And so that's kind of like indirect karma is kind of when all those factors in the background are arguing, and it's really not you and me that have a problem. Not you and me, it's them outside. And so, and then there's also these 11 karmic spaces that Ma identified. And so the lack of awareness is basically, in this book I say, you know, the biggest danger of lack of awareness is for you to, now I went and lost the page again, sorry. There it is. Okay. So the biggest problem with lack of awareness is all the missed opportunities. And I'm going to talk about that, you know, when we have time, if we have time. When people start calling in, I will take calls, 1-800-930-2819. So if you have something that's bothering you, you just want to say hello, or you're feeling really lonely and you just want to talk to another human being, you want an energetic shift, or you would like a 3-card consultation, I'm here for you. So many people go through life oblivious to the fact that they are creating more karma for themselves than others, because they are torn between their desire for comfort and oblivion. Lack of awareness in how actions affect others creates confusion and more karma of being unaware. And this can result in a lot of missed opportunities for positive change through, and also, it can really heal a lot of addictive behaviors. And so the thing about karma, a lot of people will be like, oh yeah, people in alternative healing, et cetera, will quite often say, oh yeah, you know, like that past lifetime. And some people really can remember their past lifetimes, or their past lifetimes have a very big effect on them because of certain things that have happened. The reason for that is, in many ways too, is that every single memory that you have is held in that hard drive of your computer in your central nervous system. And so that's why we want to work with the central nervous system when I'm energetically shifting, because it helps delete those memories and allow the person to move forward in a stronger way, because the fear is removed. And so right now, I feel we have such an opportunity here in many ways, because many of us, you may have noticed, we're not aware about several things. And so we have to take a short break here. And when I come back, I'm going to share my 3-card consultation for the general audience here, the collective influence, and kind of like the current situation that we're in now. And then what I will do is talk a little bit more about awareness and how we can use awareness at this time right now to really benefit ourselves and all of the people here on this planet. So we'll be right back after this short break. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And hello to you out there on Facebook. We'll be right back. Let's make some shift happen.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and today we're doing the show Tales from the Vector, and I'm doing three-card consultations if you would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819. So just to explain a little bit, Tales from the Vector here, the cards are, these cards, I've been working on them for 13 years. They're very large paintings, the big dragon ones, and these ones are, the horizontal ones are on ink and paper. And so these, as I've worked on them, I've imprinted them with energetic upgrades. And so it's because people used to say to me, I was reading tarot way back when, and people used to say to me, whatever. And then I started doing this energy work and I'd say, hey, this is what looks like it's going to happen if you keep on in your wanton ways. But would you like me to energetically shift that for you so you can get the best outcome? And so that's kind of how these cards were born, is I realized that I really wanted to not just tell people, hey, you've got a problem, but I wanted to be able to give them some sort of a solution. And so this deck was born. So I was working, playing with the cards through the break, and I was thinking about the collective consciousness. And it was interesting, the cards that came up, because this is the first card. And interesting, this is sexuality in the deck. He's from Russia. Seguini signs Teresta, and he's from the Ural Mountains in Russia. And he was well known in the dragon lore for being the dragon that won all the battles. And his thing is, this card is about performance. And so it's about DNA performance, and it's about performance in career and performance in health. And the reason the story of the deck will be coming out, as I said, I've been working on it for 13 years and now I'm writing it. As the dragons came to me, they would tell me their story. They'd say, I'm from here or there. And I'd be like, okay. At first I thought, whoa, this is really weird. But now I recognize that it's just tapping into the higher self network. Over the years, I've recognized how many people become very creative when they really tap into their creativity, because they allow all parts of their brain to kick in and work together. And just identifying the different lobes of the brain and then putting that energy and having that knowledge, just having looked at it and watched it once, helps to integrate those areas. And so that's why the card lack of awareness is coming up, because we're talking about, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Well, we're not in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of, we're in the ending stages of what we thought was a health crisis, and what people still are trying to figure out what's going on with and what we're going to do. So it feels like a lot of people are starting to go out and about again. I personally have done my best to isolate myself, because it's not challenging for me to do so. I work from home anyway, and I respect that there's a lot of fear out there. I personally am not in fear regarding that, but I do understand that we have to be very respectful and very aware of each other right now. And that's why I feel like this card came up, because this is to strengthen the actual DNA. And I'm going to have to get in touch with Sharan Sirdar again. She got so busy, but to get her back on the show at some time. She wrote textbooks for genetics for 13 years. And then she was working at the Children's Hospital in London, and she started realizing that the genetics are not, they change. And so she started working with epigenetics, which is a study of genetics and the emotions, et cetera, and what the environment and everything does to our body. So of course we are all evolving as human beings, and we want our DNA to be as strong as possible. So that's why he reassuring, you can do it. You have the ability. Your body knows what to do here to stay healthy. You know, look after yourself and don't get too carried away with all the fear, because remember that physical issues at root cause are rarely physical, and being in a state of fear is not really necessarily the best way to go through your day. You know, I see we do have a caller here. How much time do we have left, Zach?
Before the next break, we'll be about 8 minutes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to take the caller in a minute, so just hold on. But I just want to finish doing these three cards. Okay, so the other card that came up, there's six dragonflies in the deck. Dragonflies love to hang out with dragons. and dragonflies are so amazing, and they're so full of light, and they sparkle. A little blue one came up this morning to the window in the living room, and it was just shimmering in the sun. So this card actually is about balancing the 12 aspects of life. That's what I call my float your boat teleconference, is about the aspects of life. And I use the zodiac to kind of divide them into the 12. And so when those aspects of life are all in balance, we tend to be more balanced and more healthy as individuals. And remembering that you're not a human being traveling you're not a human being with a soul. You are a soul that is traveling in a human body. And this is your vehicle to enjoy life and to experience life and to, enjoy others experiencing life. And so, but we need to have balance, and we need for everybody on the planet to also enjoy life. And so we talk a lot about creating your own reality in energetic work. So yes, you do create, you co-create your reality. And remember, you're co-creating with other people who also are co-creating their reality. And it's important that, the more, like sometimes when we have a lot of information, it can take a while to break it down. But we have so many amazing people out there that are working diligently towards, having a peaceful planet. And so, and having the abundance and wealth and health that we all want for our children. And so I love that that card came out. Balance is a good thing. Some of you in this situation may have been noticing that there's some aspects of your life now that you prefer, that you get to spend more time with your children or with your partners, that you have the ability to take the time to sort of recenter yourself and decide, okay, which direction do I want to go in? And so that's why I'm saying right now is a really good time. If you can't go outward, go inward and figure out who you are, what you want, and what you're strong to now, because we have changed a lot in the last 2 months as a society and within ourselves. The last card, I love this too. This is one of my favorite cards. This is Unfettered. And Unfettered is the heart chakra dragon. And this is also talking about the cosmic heart. So understand that I just love that these three cards came out, because this is just such a warm, wonderful feeling. We do have a caller that's called in, Zach, and I just want to make sure we take that call. She's been patiently waiting.
Yeah, you want to take that now?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. We have Trisha from Penticton. Trisha, you are live on The Truth is Funny.
Hello there, Trisha.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Good, good. Are you good or not bad?
Not bad.
Yeah, okay. There we go. So what can we help? Because I'm getting that you're doing what a lot of people are doing right now. You're doing your best to stay up. Having said that, you're dealing with a lot is what's coming up. Is, you know, what's going on? How can I help you out? Or empower you, not help you out.
Need some help with Bill.
Okay, what's going on with Bill?
I'm feeling his health is failing. He's dropped more weight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sleeping a lot.
Okay. And is he eating?
Sorry?
Is he eating?
Not much.
And when did he stop eating much?
Well, he says the epilepsy medicine makes him full, and mm-hmm. he doesn't want to put any food in his system.
Okay. All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, because this man has had a lot of health issues over the years, where are you? 10 being I'm freaking out and 0 being neutral.
Probably at 100.
Yeah. So how long has he been this way?
Well, I don't know. It's maybe because I'm at home and I'm watching him more now.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, have you weighed him?
Yeah, he's 116 pounds.
And how much was he before?
Well, when we first met, he was probably 135, 140 pounds.
And how much was he before the whole epidemic thing happened?
Well, he says he was 119 or so. but yeah. I didn't.
Okay, I'm getting that this is really, I love this, because on some level, like you're describing for a lot of us, our fear right now. Interestingly, I've had a few people phone me in the last week that are that had major seizures that have never had them before. And I had three people do that. And it didn't come up necessarily. It's just coming up a really overactive nervous system. And so with him, did they change his medication? What happened? Did the government ever, did you ever get money to pay for his medication?
No.
That he was on?
My extended medical has to pay for it.
Okay, so your extended medical, but did they change the medication or something because of that?
Well, my extended medical has changed pharmacies that we deal with, and we have to phone it in. And mm-hmm. then they deliver the medicine to us. Mm-hmm. So, and you said that the one pill doesn't look the same as what we used to get from our
because sometimes, sometimes what happens is, you know, they'll have generic, and this is what's coming up. Check into it like, because what I'm doing, like, I'm no expert on medications, but I can just test energetically that. What's going on with him, and it feels like there's a change in his medication. And so just check that, because sometimes just like, if you don't get if you don't get the one that he was using, but you get one similar, it can have very different side effects. So we're just going to check into that and check with your pharmacist, check with his doctors. And just to see, and do you have, you probably don't have any of the old pills?
No, but we would have like
the prescription. Because I was thinking you could maybe even Google it and see what those pills look like, so that you would say, oh, it used to look like this and now it looks like that. That might, you know, but I'm getting there's something going on there. I'm getting a lot of people are telling me that they are sleeping a lot more and they feel exhausted. And I keep telling people this, we are traumatized. There's way more trauma out there than people realize. We are traumatized. We've had the rug pulled out from underneath us, and, this is affecting people in different ways. And this is bringing up a lot of childhood traumas, etc. So we want to really strengthen this for you. You know, get in touch with his doctor, get in touch with the pharmacy, find out about the medications. I'm getting that he's sleeping more in some ways because it's interesting. Sometimes, like this medication, it doesn't necessarily feel like it's not a good medication for him, but it's kind of a different side effect. And I'm getting that he may have lost a few pounds, but I'm getting that when you say that he said he was this much, that it is because you're sitting at home and you're watching him not get heavier. You didn't used to do that, right?
What's that?
You didn't used to just sit at home. You were out working. You were here. You were there.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched paint dry?
Yep.
Did you find it fascinating?
Sometimes, yep.
Would you find it fascinating to watch paint dry for 2.5 months? Okay. So you're noticing things that you didn't notice before, which I just love, because this is the lack of awareness thing that's coming up, right? And so I'm getting his weight has not changed. I met your husband, I've worked with him, and he's skinny. Like he's model skinny. You know, I've known him. I've seen him and known of him. How long have you been together?
Well, ever since I started going to your courses back in 2007.
Yeah, he's always been skinny.
Well, he's always been skinny, but he's lost so much muscle mass.
Yeah, that's why, because he's not working. He's laying around. He's depressed. That's what's coming up. He's feeling sad. He feels like, and I'm getting, okay, I love this. Thank you for calling in, because I have noticed with Father's Day coming up that a lot of, like me, well, I was missing my dad. A lot of my clients have been missing my dad. Or not my dad. My dad's like, yeah, I'm the best dad ever. But I had it's very stressful right now when people can't go to work and they love their work, and he's been under that stress for quite some time because of this. But I like the fact that he's sleeping a lot and he's resting. Sometimes people, I'm just getting that he can use a good quiet rest, and I'm also getting that his nervous system is quite calm. This medication might even be better for him. It's just like if he understands that sensation of being full is not necessarily a true sensation in the body, right? It's interesting. How long has he been on the new medication?
I think maybe since probably February or March.
Okay. That's what's coming up. Okay. So I just want to get a baseline number from you again here, just to see, like, are you down from 100 yet?
Yeah, I'm probably down to probably about 5.
Good. So you're caught in the middle of a situation here where, you know, you're like, when we're at home, any mom that stays home with her little ones can tell you this. Like, you can, I used to be able to get myself into a real state of worry. And that's why I wrote the book. I don't have it sitting here beside me today, because it's Tales from the Vector. So I feel that like the book I wrote was about mother's worry, because that's the number one weakness. But when we love our husband as much as, you know, you guys have been together a long time, and it's kind of like you've taken somewhat of that role. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's kind of like you've never been a mother in real life, but this is what it's like being a mom. And so this is the like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. Like, this is the, when you bring the baby home and you've got the baby in the car seat, and then you realize that you left the house, but you didn't bring the baby with you. You know, it's being a mom is like, and especially when you've never been one before. And so we want to strengthen you that you don't need to be his mom. He doesn't want you to be his mom. He likes being your husband. And so this is a difference of sensations in his body. And we're just going to strengthen him to his digestion on all levels, like on the physical level and on the non, he's having a hard time digesting what's going on in life. So people who have issues with, like, you know, sort of, I would call autistic spectrum disorders, or, you know, OCD, things like that. They like things to be a specific way. Think about your cats, you know, if you change the routine, they don't like it, right? They let you know. So we're just going to strengthen him to his lack of routine. Are you back at work yet?
Not yet. Soon.
Okay. So a lot of this is coming from you. Like, you want to get back to work. You're itching. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, to all the people out there. You're expressing so much here of what this is about. I'm going to pick 3 cards for your hubby here and you. And I'm getting that it's good he's resting, because on some level, this medication, that full sensation that he's feeling, is kind of like on a weird like level, like if it's just coming up, that, you know, when your mom would make homemade soup and, you know, it would warm your tummy and you just feel like, oh, like if you've ever had that experience, my grandma used to like cook for us, like in at lunch when my mom worked, and she'd come to our house and she'd make us a nice meal. And it was made with so much love that it just warmed the belly. And that's like a full feeling. That's when you're satisfied, like, or, you know, if someone has a real satisfying sexual experience, et cetera, like that full feeling, that satisfied feeling. I'm getting there's something that in this medication that's causing him to the calmness that he's feeling on it, that's allowing him to sleep more, is actually it's the sensation is similar to that when his stomach is full, but it's really more like his nervous system is calmer than it usually is. And he's not used to that. And with his condition, I'm thinking that, not thinking, it just feels like it's that it could turn out to be stronger for him to be on this medication than on the other one. So one good thing about you being able to be home like this with him is that you can watch this and you can start documenting in it, writing it down. And when we start noticing these things, oh, it was after someone ate this, or it was after they got a phone call and they got upset or whatever, then it makes it a lot easier for people to track, okay, what would be the best solution for them. So the cards I picked are, okay, so this one is denial. So this is one of the cards of when we are, it's a tactic that we use. Oh, and I'm getting, he's denying what's happening. A lot of us are right now. A lot of us are still in a state of denial. Like, this can't be happening. Like, we're, you know, like, what's going on? And that feeling is very surreal for a lot of people. Where are we time-wise, Zach?
We have about 4 minutes till the next break.
Cool. Okay, we can get through this one here then, because I can feel it shifting some more. So we've got that. This is the divorce card. In my deck, the vertical cards are like, would be like the major arcana, the major players, the maestros of the deck. This card is actually, this is the divorce card, but it's not about the saying on the card is the worst divorce is from source. So on some level, your husband feels disconnected from source energy. And this again is coming up, like a lot of people associate God or like the father figure as like being a religious figure. And that's like a father. And Pisces, the energy, the astrological energy that we've moved out of that sign, is Pisces is about that, about the government and authority figures and that masculine energy. You know, this is the way, you know, you think about Poseidon, you know, ruling the ocean. So this is kind of the energy around that. This card though, on it, this is the allegory of Plato's cave is actually in this card. And that's where in that story, the people are sitting, but they can't turn their heads and they can't look, and all they can see is an actual reflection of what's really going on in life, but they think it's real. And then one of them escapes and says, hey, you guys, like there's sailboats out there, there's sun, there's mint, like there's amazing things. And they tell him, you're crazy. That can't, that, you know, and they just still sit there and they don't pay attention to what's really going on in the world. And they won't allow themselves to have a better world. So like, that's a really amazing card to bring up at this time also. The more aware we are of what's going on, and the more that we have an understanding, the more we are able to find strong solutions that are creative, that will empower everyone. And then I love this. This is the innocence card. So yeah, this card has been coming up a lot. This has been coming up a lot. The difference between innocence And naivety is when innocence is basically when you know what's going on, but you choose to remain open-hearted. Naivety is when you don't have a clue. You're totally unaware and bumbling through life. And that's what that karmic space, what Ma was speaking of, is how if you are in that karmic space, you won't be able to see. You won't be able to see the answers. And you'll miss a lot of hidden opportunities to move forward in a stronger way. I love that. I feel like that's kind of what's going on with your husband. So we have to take a break now. We're down to the last minute here. Thank you so much for calling in, Tricia.
Thank you.
And you have an amazing day. It's beautiful and sunny here. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook. We just had a caller call in. I'm doing Tales from the Vector three-card consultations. I'm the founder of Tales from the Vector and also of The Truth is Funny. This show happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And you can find me on thetruthisfunny.com. You can also find me at Be Irresistible on Facebook, The Truth is Funny with Colette on Instagram, etc. I teach energetic upgrade seminars. And right now I am working towards making an online program because my live events for the year, I just have to cancel them. It's just not likely that it'll be fun to put on an event this year and for people to coordinate travel and everything. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen. So this is something that I'm going through on a personal level, is like sort of having a very, very big part of my life taken. And I got depressed for a couple of days and cried a bit and ranted and raved and was sad. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to do an online program. That's how I am. I was going to do an online program anyway. I just wasn't planning on doing it right now. This whole thing about not being able to work, it's kind of like very interesting, because a lot of people complain about work. And now that they can't work, we realize, oh, well, you know, it's really kind of people that have been in a job or in an office and that their whole life they've been employed by others are feeling more angsty around this than an entrepreneur who's used to having to make major adjustments in their business throughout the year. I've been in this business for 15 years. And actively, this is my only way I earn my living for 10. So it's kind of like, for me, I love consultations. So I went and did that. And that's what I'm telling people, is that when they get in touch with me, I know it can feel really scary to have what's taken from you. And now you're at home and you can't work and this is going on and that's going on. But what we want to do is we want to strengthen the situation so that you can make really strong choices in the place that you're at. So I could sit at home right now and I could be all sad and everything, but what I'm doing is I'm doing a 30-foot topiary hedge in my yard and, you know, planted a big garden this year because I have time to, and I'm working on the online program and taking a course. And these are things that I do. I'm working probably 16, 20-hour days because I'm preparing for after this is over. And so we want to strengthen everybody to that. If you want a strong future, participate in it. Zach, we have someone here on the line that wants a 3-card consultation. Can you put her on, please?
Yes, we do. We have Julie from Ontario.
Julie. Hey, Julie from Ontario.
Hi.
Hi.
Gosh, there's so much I could work on, but I want to focus on, there's someone I've been interested in, and it's just being clear in my heart in terms of moving my own life forward, but also letting in, a resonant partner.
So now this is like a fun lack of awareness problem. We're going to get you strong like that. This is really interesting. So, sorry, I've had this hair that's in my eye here and it's driving me crazy there. So when you get in touch with this, are you concerned?
About the person I'm, about my...
Like, are you, do you have, like, or do you want to strengthen this? Or are you concerned that you're going to get all excited and then it's not going to work out, or that you might make a wrong move?
Yeah, I'm barking up the wrong tree, or like...
Okay, that's the third time someone said that, barking up the wrong tree to me today, or in the last 3 days. I mean, so it's kind of, you know, that, you know, remember if you were watching at the beginning, the Unfettered card came in. Unfettered is the card for the heart chakra, like I said. But that's also the card, the saying on that card is, the only difference between falling in love and failing in love is a matter of I. So recognize that anytime we're attracting a significant other, which a lot of people are feeling is happening to them, right? A lot of people are saying this to me, I feel like a significant other coming, I feel like a big change. And this is because I feel that this is one of the benefits of slowing down a little bit and being able to really feel who you are and recognize, you know, I didn't really enjoy doing that, right? And I didn't even realize it. We put ourselves on automatic. After 28 days, generally for most people, something can become a habit. So we're just going to strengthen all of this for everybody, that we are moving into new ways of being. We're into new ways of being ourselves. And yes, there's lots of opportunities for love and relationships. And so here is the card that came up first for you. This is integrity. This is about integrating everything in your life is what's coming up. And have you been doing a lot of work on, see, integrity is the card that I keep in my financial gua in my house. So I like to be reminded always that when we're with my money, with my finances, I want to be in my integrity. So I share information at my seminars about voting with your dollar. That every time that you go out and you make a purchase, that you're actually placing a vote. And like for me, throughout this whole thing, I have a small grocery store and small restaurants that have been able to do a little bit of takeout in that. So even though it's more expensive for me personally, it's a little bit more expensive and a little bit, you know, sometimes I can't find exactly what I want, but they're really good over here and it's organic food and they do their best. I make sure I shop there. I'm shopping locally. I'm doing my best to do that. I've always done that since I lived in rural Saskatchewan and our store closed down. I understand how much the small business people matter and how much they mean to all of us. And so integrity. So it's good that you are, this is coming up for you for finances, etc. Have you ever been with another significant other that didn't have integrity when it came to money?
Well, I think I don't know if I've been in integrity because I've been supported by him and now I'm supported by my parents. So I have to be on my own two feet.
Okay, that's what it is. It's kind of coming up that you don't want to have get a man just because of money. Like you want to be self-sufficient. And you don't mind like sharing money, it's coming up, but you don't want to be with a man that's not good with money. So that's what's coming. And this is purpose. Zach, is this 3 minutes to the end of the show or to a break?
Till the end of the show.
Yeah, that's what I feared. So we got to hurry because we skipped the break there. Thank you. When I get into my energy shifting mode, it's challenging for me to keep time. So this is the purpose card. I love that this came up. So this is about if you're going to be with a partner, you want to make sure you're with a partner that's in alignment with your purpose in life. And so it's really valuable right now at this time to be aware of what you really do value. And I've learned so many things that I value. And at this time, like that I have way more appreciation for. And the more appreciation we have, the more likely the universe is going to give us more of what we like. And then this one, I love it. This is surrender. So you need to surrender all your old limiting beliefs regarding love and that your ability to love, be in love. That's a great way to end the show. We've run out of time. Thank you very much, Pat, for giving us all this opportunity to share this information on Transformation Talk Radio. I have personal consultations 2-for-1. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm also found a way to do 3-card consultations on Zoom. So now you can check that out on my site also. Thank you, Zach, for producing the show. And thank you, everybody on the Transformation Talk Radio team for getting this out there to all of us in such a beautiful way. Bye for now. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
We'll be right back.